Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow us on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. We got Brian Westbrook, former All-Pro running back, now an NFL analyst for Fox Sports 1, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get into Carson Wentz with him. Of course, Brian's team was the Eagles. And a lot of other things to talk about in this really hot NFL season. But before we go there, we are going to go to the NBA. And folks, I made the mistake of jumping off the LA Lakers last season. Preseason, I picked them to win it. Wanted to see something from them against the Clippers. And the first two games, I saw nothing. I saw a team lead, dominate the first three quarters and then give up the ghost in the fourth. And I said after that Christmas Day loss to the Clippers, I said, you know what? The Clippers are going to beat the Lakers in the playoffs. And from that moment on, I was with the Clippers. And I was wrong. Because, of course, as we all know, the Lakers came out and won the championship. I won't make that mistake again. Because the Lakers have dominated the offseason like they dominated the season. I mean, they got Marc Gasol, who we all know is an intelligent player, can shoot the three, stretch the floor, is a rim protector, even though he's not very athletic. Great addition there. They got Montrezl Harrell, who was the sixth man of the year last year with the Clippers. He walks down the hall and joins the purple and gold. They traded for Dennis Schroeder, who was the runner-up for sixth man of the year. If I'm not mistaken, I voted for Schroeder. He was great in Oklahoma City. They added Wes Matthews, who gives them the 3-and-D package they lost with Danny Green, you know, moving on, and even Avery Bradley, who wasn't there in the bubble. And they kept Markieff Morris. The Lakers will be better, folks. They should be, and in my view, are the runaway favorites to start this season. They are the runaway favorites to win a back-to-back championship. But it doesn't stop there. News has come out, might just be talk, speculation, but news has come out that Anthony Davis is waiting to sign his extension with the Lakers, his new deal, to determine how long he wants to sign for, because they think they might have a shot at Giannis Antetokounmpo. I was waiting for Rob to say, Gesundheit. And then Alex would have played, everything's not funny.
Everything's not funny.
There we go. Very nice.
Now, I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm going to throw this out to you, Rob, before I share the rest of my thoughts on this. Do you think, let's play the game. Do you think that, and let me clear this up. Anthony Davis is going to re-sign with the Lakers. There's no doubt. But the length of his deal, if they think they've got a good shot at getting Giannis, if Giannis doesn't re-sign with the extension with the Bucks, then, which he has into mid-December to do, then Davis could take a one-year deal, become a free agent, and then give the Lakers the cap room to go ahead and get Giannis. I'm gonna throw this out to you, Rob. And then it would be Giannis, LeBron, and Anthony Davis as a big three in L.A. Do you think Giannis should even consider joining that Lakers team?
Absolutely not. And shame on the Lakers and LeBron and Anthony Davis, who just won a championship, to even be thinking on those terms. Because the thing that I think people should learn from this whole thing is the Kevin Durant scenario. You won the championships, you got the final MVPs, but people don't even to this day give him full credit. And it will always...
acknowledge he was the best player on the team.
There's no doubt about it, Chris. But am I right? Has he gotten full credit? And he'll never give full credit.
Because, Rob, you can't tell me Bradley Beal or some lesser player could have went there and done the same thing. Not that he would have been as good as Garnett or Durant, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They probably could have won it with a lot lesser player.
So my point is that to me negates or takes away from what it is that you're building. They don't need to look on those. You just won the championship with Anthony Davis and you got pieces, right? Win it again and show people like from that vein. And I just think this is that mentality that I think is bad for the league. I really do. That's why I applauded. Everybody thought Kawhi Leonard was going there. Remember, Chris? I mean, you know, people, information. Oh, Kawhi Leonard. Oh, they got room for him. And they got Anthony Davis. And it's going to be a cakewalk. And wait till they sign
and
Kawhi.
And it would have been ridiculous.
Right. It would have been ridiculous. And thank God to Kawhi that he didn't want any part of that. And you know, I'm hoping that Giannis is of the same vein. I'm not saying you got to stay in Milwaukee for your whole life and if thing doesn't work out. But guys are acting, Chris, like they're Charles Barkley and the back end, the back nine, and they're, you know, frantic or want to win and try to get a championship, or you're Karl Malone, who played your entire career in Utah to go to the Lakers that 1 year and still didn't get a title. But he could have played his entire career in a Utah Jazz uniform, which is where it should have been. And instead, these are young guys thinking like they're old guys. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, like I got to win. I'm 25 and I haven't won a title yet. I just think it's comical, but it's bad for the it would be bad for the NBA.
Well, it would definitely be bad. Now, it would be a heck of a story. So in that regard, I mean, you can argue it'd be good business-wise. Remember Miami with the big three, Wade, LeBron, and Bosh. That was great for the NBA because it was such a huge story, must-see TV all year long, blah, blah, blah. This would certainly be the same. But, and look, I've never, you know this, Rob, I never killed LeBron for going to Miami. I never killed KD for going to Golden State. But, and I said with LeBron, you know, Magic went to a team that had Hall of Famers already. Same with Bird. And so Cleveland couldn't get him that, so he built it on his own. And I give him props. I think, you know, I'm not mad at the player empowerment era, which LeBron created. But this is something that kind of makes you go. And I say the same thing with Brooklyn wanting James Harden, you know, KD and Kyrie. These types of things you can't help but wonder on some level, do they really want to compete?
No, Chris.
Do they really want to get at
it? You just said it.
Who's better? You know what I mean? Like, Chris, I don't know if I'm better. You don't know if you better. We going to see.
This is what I call the AAU mentality. And I hate to sound like the old man, hey, you kids, get off my lawn guy. But, Chris, there used to be a time when the three or four best players in Detroit played on different AAU teams or different teams wanting to be the best player in the city. And you would say, you know, Joe Blow is the best basketball player in Detroit, right? That's what used to be bragging rights.
Right.
Now, those three players, Chris, play on the same team. Beat nobody. Do you understand what I'm saying? They go, we were undefeated in AAU. Of course you were. The three best players in the city were on the same team.
Right.
What do you get from that? I don't understand it. How do you feel good about it? How do you?
I do.
Isn't there competitive juice, Chris, that says I did it? I pushed through. I had my setbacks.
Right.
I reached a mountaintop.
I'm gonna give them this. I think part of it is that we, and you know, Rob, you and I both say it's not just championships. It's not just rings. All right, you got to have the individual stats. Dominance, so on and so forth. Otherwise, Bill Russell would be considered the GOAT. So it's not just rings, but the media, we do put a heavy emphasis on championships. And I think some of these guys have, and now, you know, there's more scrutiny than ever. You know, back in the day, if you didn't win it, yeah, there's some criticism, but you don't have Undisputed on every weekday. First Take every weekday.
Yeah, I
the
think you're giving
couple
them
every weekday
I
night.
I think you're giving them a pass.
Well,
though.
No, but I'm saying we all like now, if you don't win a ring, in a lot of people's eyes, you haven't done jack. And back in the day, that wasn't viewed. I mean, Jerry West is the logo. He's viewed as Mr. Clutch. He lost his first 7 trips to the finals. You know, and so I'm just saying, I think that is some of their mentality. But I'm going to get back to Giannis and say this, Rob. I agree with you. He shouldn't. Now, if he wants to consider them among 5-6 teams he wants to look at, fine. But they should be nowhere near the top of his list. Here's why. He would likely be the third wheel. Assuming,
right.
You know, because LeBron's going to have the ball in his hands. So he's going to be the point guard making his decisions. He's going to get his 9-10 assists. He's going to get his 20 points. Because remember, he still wants to catch Kareem. So it ain't like he's going to average 15. He's going to get his 20-something points. AD, because he's skilled, more skilled than Giannis, jump shots, so on and so forth, he's going to get his. Giannis would be a beast in transition and defensively, but in the half court, what do you do with him?
Get him out the way. How about
right?
that?
I mean, really, it's like you're going to get yours. You're not really running plays where, yeah, we'll run a dive here and there. You get it and drive like you do in Milwaukee here and there. But he might very well be the odd man out in that situation. And, Rob, all championships are not created equal. You said it. Kevin Durant, yes, he's a champion. He's an all-time great. But if those are the only two championships he ever wins – people are all. There's going to be a mental asterisk by people's it in people's minds. And LeBron, we always say the Cleveland, right? The Cleveland championship's his greatest. His greatest.
Right.
And I would say this
over Miami, no doubt about it. And that team, to be honest, didn't do anything special, Chris. If they won 3 in a row, they would have put themselves in rarefied air. They won 2, they lost 2. They lost a bad one to Dallas. They never should have. People don't look as fondly on Miami as probably it should have. You know what I mean?
Right. And, I don't think it was an all-time great team. I mean, it depends on how low you go. But you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't one of those historically great teams, I don't believe, despite all the talent. But, yeah, I think, Rob, if Giannis leaves Milwaukee, because there's a good chance he stays, I think you got better options. Miami? You can go there. They put the ball in your hands. You got shooters around you. And I know they just signed Bam out of Bayou. And, you know, they'd have to jump through some hoops maybe to get him now as far as free agency and all that. But they could. They could make the room. And then I think Golden State, if they do a trade, you know, Golden State, maybe you can get there. Because now with Clay's situation and, you know, maybe there's some type of trade they can make. Or – even Philadelphia, Rob, if Philly, let's say, doesn't make the finals and Giannis is ready to go from Milwaukee, you don't think he could say to, you know, I want to go to Philly, work out a sign and trade. And if I'm Philly, I give up Ben Simmons for him. You know? And so,
are you
in a heartbeat,
two
right?
2 seconds. Right.
Right.
You,
so,
what?
I think there are better options for Giannis, even if he doesn't want to stay in Milwaukee. And so I'm with you, Rob. It would be an experiment because the pieces don't fit terrifically with Giannis, LeBron, and AD. And I don't think it'll happen. But it'd be like Harden and KD and Kyrie. Like, yeah, it's an experiment. It might not work. Good chance it won't. But a lot of people would take that chance.
Right. They would roll the dice.
Right. Yeah, because it's so much talent. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Would it be bad for the NBA, maybe even bad for Giannis, if he decided to form a super team and join LeBron and AD in Los Angeles? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, as we continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Some private jokes, inside jokes going on in the Odd Couple. DJ Alex Teichert, in addition to being a DJ, he thinks he's funny. Thinks he's a comedian.
Let me tell you, CB, if I did a stand-up, I wouldn't need the extras.
Ooh, what? Shot is fired. My goodness.
Alex, I can't believe you did. You
Rob,
me
I thought you were
like
making
that.
Your meat my mouth up. My bad.
Oh, no. I'm he right
did.
Here.
You did spruce it up. I Alex. Think you took Rob on a scale of 1 to 10. You took Rob's comedy routine from like a 2 to a 7.
No, it went through the roof. People are asking for more.
They are.
Are they? Want me. Really?
Yes.
That's two people. It's two people on Twitter.
Hey, what else are you counting? I mean, I don't know.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Also, we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. We get it. Some jobs just can't wait. You need it then and there. You know, your car stalls, whatever the case, you need it to be fixed right then and there, not tomorrow, not the next day. And that's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup. Free next-day delivery is available as well on more than 100,000 items and parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. Would you want to see Giannis with the Lakers and yet another super-duper team? And would it be good for the NBA, bad for the NBA? And what about for Giannis himself? What do you think?
All right. Let's start off with Brian in St. Louis, the baseball capital of the United States. Brian, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Rob, Chris, man, it's good to talk to you boys.
Good to have you on.
I'm glad you're doing the worship Wednesday. Rob, Alex, what's up, man? All praises to the Most High. Of course it would be bad for the NBA. It would literally be no point in watching any other team because we already know how it would end up, you know. And on Giannis' behalf, I don't think it would be good for him because, like you said, he'll get that mental asterisk from people as far as not being involved in a championship when they do, because it's almost inevitable that they'll win the championship with Giannis and Anthony Davis and LeBron James all on the same team. And it would be the ultimate of ultimate teams ever, man. Like, that would be ridiculous, you know. So if I had any recommendation, I wouldn't recommend Giannis go, you know, but it is what it is, man. So
no, yeah, you're
and
right,
I don't
Brian.
Think he will. I mean, you don't see any indication, you know, that he's about that. I mean, I don't
it's
think
just,
Hollywood
this is
would
just scuttlebutt.
You know? Right,
just,
right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't either.
Totally. Thanks, Brian. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And yes, Rob Parker will be here for you tomorrow on Thanksgiving and on the day after Thanksgiving while Chris Broussard is off.
While you toot your horn, I'm working tomorrow too.
What?
I'm talking about first things first.
All right, that's nice, but you're not on the radio show.
So I got to get dressed up.
All right. You should work both days, both shows.
You know, you're going to be in your pajamas.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be out here working.
You might even not be in that.
Alex and I will be working tomorrow, correct, Alex?
That's right, Rob. You know, we are the hardest and best talented working people on this network.
Rob G and Chris,
quitters,
as usual, will be off because Rob G is off the day before his birthday. That's how he takes days off. Anything close to a holiday.
Rob, when you're really important like me and Chris, they give you days off like that. It's cool.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Yes.
You're right.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Somebody's got to do the muscle. All
That's right.
Right. Jabari in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jabari?
What's up, Rob and Chris? Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you guys. And shout out to Alex and Rob G, who's also there as well.
My guy.
You too as well, brother. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
thank you.
And I'll let y'all know, hold on, before you go, y'all are getting in Alex and Rob G's head. Like, all these callers shouting them out. Yo, Rob G, Alex, yo, what up? How you doing? How y'all feel?
CB, all I'm going to say is if me and Rob G start a podcast on sports, you're done.
Uh-oh.
It's a wrap.
Like, they really think it's their show. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we're just a fodder.
Yeah, I mean, we've created monsters here.
See?
But go ahead. What's your point?
Yeah, I just want to say that I feel like from a business perspective, it would be good. For social media, it would be good. But for the league, as far as competitive basketball, I don't believe it would be good. I just feel like that Giannis, he should be in a situation where he should be wanting to stay or go to another team. He feel like that he can compete for a championship. At the end of the day, if he does go to the Lakers, and I'm not saying he is, he will be received – well, his championships – let's say the win, they would not be the same as in if he stays as a whole. I just felt like as a whole, we've seen people who's won titles and they had to join a super team or they didn't have to go and stack up the deck like Dirk Nowitzki did or even Isaiah Thomas. I understand that, you know, there are some people who have done it as a whole, but I just feel like you could still compete. You could still find ways how to win a championship even though you don't have – a super team. And I feel like that.
Absolutely.
I don't feel like Giannis is that type of guy as a whole. And I feel like if he does do that, we won't look at him as much as the same like KD or LeBron when they did it, unless the Bucks go to the finals and they face the Lakers, and then all of a sudden 2 months later he goes, and we're gonna look at it on a whole different level.
That would be the same. I mean, if the Lakers win it, it'd be the same exact thing that Durant did.
Exactly. It would really be like, what? Okay. But I agree. I think Giannis, and plus, Chris, you could tell all you want about Giannis and what the Bucks don't have. Giannis has to improve his game too.
Absolutely.
He's a reason why the Bucks have struggled in the postseason.
Absolutely.
It ain't just because of the supporting cast. Andre Absolutely. In Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
What's going on, guys? Happy holidays. Thanks for
Happy
taking
Thanksgiving.
My call.
You too, my man.
Yes, indeed. I'm a huge proponent in favor of Giannis going to the Lakers. Think it'd be great for him, be great for his brand. Yeah, I like it. And the fact of the matter for me is this. Listen, there's no more looking to the Red Auerbach of the world, looking to the Jerry West of the world. And the NBA that LeBron James has created, he himself most notably, but also the players, are the best GMs. And it's about the art of the deal and making that offer that other
Andre, let me stop you for 1 second. Winning 4 championships in 17 years, is that great?
It's just pretty good.
No, I asked you if it was great, 4 out of 17.
I think it's great to have 4 titles.
That's not what I said, Chris. I'm not knocking 4 titles, 4 out of 17. And my point is that Steph Curry didn't go anywhere, and he already has 3. I mean, it ain't like he ran away with it, and LeBron has 10 championships because he was the one facilitating and moving the players around, and look at what he was able to do. All I'm saying is it ain't all – you could stack the deck and do all that. You don't win all the time. I'm just saying the more
well,
–
like you
all,
said, Miami, they won 2 out of 4. I remember vividly the night LeBron went to Miami – being on SportsCenter and all that and talking about it, and I don't know if I was asked this question, but if I had been asked how many are told, say somebody told me they're going to win 2 of the next 4 championships, I would have thought that person was crazy.
Absolutely.
I would have said they're winning at least 3. At least 3.
And they might win all 4.
Right.
They might.
Right. And they only won 2. So,
and that's why LeBron was up on that stage. Not 2, not 3. Not,
yep.
They believed that. They really did when they put
and
that
they
team together.
And they had every reason to believe it. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, it was so stacked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
G in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. G,
hello,
what
G?
You got?
You guys can hear me?
Yeah, yep, we can.
Got you.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
What
up?
You're
good, man.
Yeah. Hey, I'd say I'd like to see it because, you know, Giannis is, to me, I think he's kind of like a, not a top-tier player, but he's kind of like in the Scottie Pippen type era. Then I think if he don't develop a jump shot, he's going to need some help, guys. And, you can't tell me you don't want to see Harden, Durant, Kyrie versus LeBron.
Nah.
And those two other guys. My thing is, that'd be nice, man.
I don't know how those teams would fit together. And I hear you on Giannis as far as, yeah, I mean, I've talked to people in the league that, like, executives that think he, as great as he is, that he's kind of the number two guy because he can't shoot. Right. But he ain't the number three guy. In L.A., right. he'd and be he the number be, three. You know what I'm saying?
Right, he they might just get left won a out. Championship without him. He would be three, Chris.
Right. I get it. If he joins a star, I'm not going to be mad at him. But if he – I'm telling you, Rob, look, when you a superstar, you want to be a superstar. And I don't think it's selfish.
I don't either, Chris.
I mean, I'm serious. Allen Iverson, I ain't mad at him that he would have rather stay in Philadelphia, average 30, be a Hall of Famer, and do his best to win. He ain't saying, I don't want to win. I don't care.
But
trying
he wasn't
to win.
Trying to write.
Right. Then go somewhere and average 14 points a game off the bench? Nah. Yeah. I'm trying to do my thing and win.
Let's squeeze in Ham from New Jersey. What exit, Ham? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, fellas? I just think from a competitive standpoint, we got to draw a line somewhere. I mean, come on, guys.
I agree.
Back in the day, rest in peace to David Stern, but he blocked the trade that would have sent Chris Paul to the Lakers.
Well,
how many titles could Kobe could have had?
He didn't really block. I mean, it's not that simple. The league loves it when the Lakers are great. So if it was a basket, he was the owner of the Pelicans. Now,
remember,
if you want to
league,
rip him for that, right, he should have never owned the Pelicans.
Right, the league owned the team.
Right, right.
And you couldn't get rid of its best asset and then try to get market value, Chris,
exactly.
Or sell the team. So it was a business decision that
right.
I get because
yeah,
the owner coming in.
It was a conflict of interest. They never should have been in that position. But
nah.
You're right, once they were, they made the right call.
Right. That was not where the NBA really wanted to be, where you're owning
but
a team.
But he makes an interesting point, Rob, in that, I mean, look, the league can't forbid stuff like this.
No, we've seen it,
we've
Chris.
We've just said, like, at
it
some
happened
point,
in baseball, where Bowie Kuhn was the commissioner and Charlie Finley owned the Oakland A's. And he wanted to sell his players to the Yankees for money. Catfish Hunter, you remember that? Or you're too young? You're a little too young.
I don't remember that. I mean, I remember those players.
And the commissioner vetoed the sale of the players. It was Catfish Hunter and another player. I can't remember who it was.
So no trade, just for money.
For money, like a sale, right? You give me $1 million.
In a league with no cap. Well, back then, it certainly had no cap.
And I'll give you two of the best players on the Oakland A's. Remember, the Oakland A's won 3 World Series in a row.
Right,
they were a great team. And Bowie Kuhn had the power that he could veto any transaction if it wasn't in the best interest of baseball. That was the rule. So, yes, a commissioner. And I don't know if they have that in the NBA, Chris, but in baseball, it is a thing.
I don't think, because everything now, you know, is different with the collective bargaining. You know what I mean? It's such a different time. But I don't think that there would be anything to allow, I don't think, the commissioner to stop that. And he wouldn't. I mean, they didn't stop Kevin Durant from going to the 73-win team that had already won a championship, they wouldn't stop it. But it just, again, I don't rip these guys. Freedom of movement, they become free agents, they can go where they want. And like I said, the night when Kevin Durant went to Golden State, I said, I'm not ripping him, because the same people ripping him are going to be praising him when he's the finals MVP and he's wearing rings. And that's happened. Not just you, Rob, but many others.
Yeah, but
and
but
so I'm saying, look, I'm gonna keep it real, you know. But it does, when you see stuff like this, it just makes you say, I mean, come on, guys, we do have to have some competitiveness,
right? Why don't you want to compete? And you asked the question earlier: do guys want to compete nowadays? And I always say it's that AAU mentality of building up, taking all the best kids from an area, Chris, put them on one team, and then they get all the, you know, the endorsements and the jerseys and the sneakers, and they go they mop the floor with the rest of the kids, right?
Right.
Mop the floor.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do they get out of that? Seriously.
They get rings. They get championships. I mean, look, and for the callers that called up and said they would like to see it or whatever. I think what they're thinking is this. Like, let's be honest, Rob. Okay, yeah, there's a mental asterisk by Kevin Durant's championships. But would he be better off having stayed in Oklahoma City? Let's say he would have stayed there and didn't win. And now he's in, I don't know, what is he, year 13, 14, whatever, you know, he's heading into with no rings?
Or what if he, he would have won?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. But he had been there 9 years and hadn't won.
But they went to the finals. It wasn't like they didn't sniff it, and they choked down a 3-1 lead. They had two chances to get to the finals.
I didn't
finals.
Know you knew that they choked down that lead. You always
belittle
that.
They just never choked it down in the finals. That's
just
what
the
Steph Curry.
Finals.
Steph Curry is the
just
author
the
of the 3-1 finals choke. Steph Curry. Hello? Is this on?
You
Steph
mean the
Curry.
Guy that changed basketball?
Steph
that's
Curry,
Steph
yeah,
Curry?
He changed. And guess what? When they opened up
and
that
he's
diaper.
Got three rings?
When they opened up that diaper, it wasn't pretty.
Stop
I'll tell you that. It wasn't
it.
Change.
But that's legitimate question, Rob. Legitimate question. If Durant didn't go to Golden State and at this point is ringless, is he better off then or is he better off now?
Of course you're better off with a championship, but I'm just saying you still will never get the acknowledgement unless you know what I mean? Like that.
Kinda. I mean, you're right that even Walt Frazier and others, yeah, okay, it was. But I don't know if you do, but Skip Bayless, others think he's the best player in the world.
No, but
and they give him, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, but the yeah, but is in like paragraph 4 or 5.
No, I get
now.
It. It would be different if he went there and say Steph won both MVPs and he was a third wheel, Chris. Then it's really
well,
bad.
Well, of course that.
But he won the third wheel. You know, this guy
is
the MVP.
But we knew he was the best player, but, you know.
Still, it just feels cheap. That's all.
But he
kinda
gets
like,
praised.
You know, kind of like the suit you'll wear tomorrow for Thanksgiving. A little cheap. But.
Oh, you know, you see me. You see me. You know a brother clean.
Is your wife cooking? Is there turkey in the oven right now?
You know what?
Speak?
Believe it or not. Well, I'll tell you this, and I said this to her this afternoon. She cooked all day. I said, you know what? Despite everything, the pandemic and all that, it really feels like a holiday around here.
Oh, good. That's
right.
Good.
Because the kids were coming over. They're here now. But I think a big thing, Rob, was the smell. You know,
right.
The food is holiday food.
It's cooking, right.
Yes. And
yeah,
so
I can smell the food coming from my takeout containers from Kroger. So, yeah.
What are you eating tomorrow in between? Are you doing 3 shows or just 2?
No, just 2 tomorrow.
So what are you eating?
I'm
Will you
pick
dab
up,
a turkey or?
Yeah, I'll pick up turkey from the store. They have turkey. They'll
turkey
have,
sandwich? Or?
No. They'll have like, they cook turkey and you can buy it at the deli.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'll warm up some turkey. I'll have a sweet potato pie, some
okay.
potato salad, and maybe a yam as well. You know, like a
yeah,
baked yam.
Yeah.
So that'll be my Thanksgiving. I'll do that tomorrow.
All right. That is it. My man Rob Parker and his Thanksgiving plans. We got Shop Talk coming up next. Keep it locked. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, bringing in Thanksgiving. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, the segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. Now, normally we talk about a big news headline or something that happened on social media, but seeing that it is Thanksgiving Eve, we decided to keep it Thanksgiving themed on this week's Shop Talk. Question is simple, guys. What is the most overrated part of Thanksgiving? Could be the food, the experience, the football, whatever it is. Most overrated part of Thanksgiving. We'll start with you, Chris.
Apparently, to Rob, it's having the day off. Is that
what? I mean,
No, I think the most overrated part, this is not going to be earth-shattering, but I think the cranberry sauce.
What? Ugh.
Yeah, all right. I don't even like cranberry sauce. Although I do like it on turkey sandwiches. I've had some really good turkey sandwiches with cranberry sauce, but I don't eat it in general. And I don't know why it's viewed, it's one of the staples of Thanksgiving. It shouldn't be. Just like the lion shouldn't be a staple on Thanksgiving, neither should cranberry sauce. Everything else I love. The turkey, the stuffing, the gravy, the sweet potato pie, the greens.
Not pumpkin potato pie, salad, sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie, right. The lamb, the ham, all that is great. But I can do without the cranberry sauce. There it is. What about you, Rob?
What's the most overrated?
Overrated aspect of Thanksgiving.
Hanging out with family for too many hours.
Really? Oh, I'm with you on that, Rob.
I'm serious.
That's a big fact.
I'm not talking about dinner or whatever. I'm talking about for an extended period of time. People get on your nerves.
So past dinner. So you just want them there to eat and run.
Yeah, eat, have some dessert, some sweet potato pie, Rob G., Chris, and then you know what? Get your coat. I got your coat. it's time to move on. I don't want you there all night.
Yeah, I'm Remind me to come over your house for Thanksgiving.
No, I'm serious.
It feels like Chris doesn't get it because he has like full on family reunions and stuff like that. So we actually like spending time with his family.
We do.
Most people don't like their family that much, Chris.
We have a week long family reunion.
Wow.
Everybody under my father and his three siblings, so that everybody under them, we have a week-long reunion.
And none of those people get on your nerves.
Nope.
Because
we go to a destination place, you know, somewhere where there's plenty to do. And, you know, during the day, if one group wants to go play basketball, one group wants to go golf, one wants to go to the beach, one wants to go shopping. One wants to sit around and watch TV and drink, whatever. Like, you can do all that. Then every night we get together, all of us, for a meal. But that's how you got to do it. You can't just go somewhere and sit around and look at each other for
I forgot
for a week.
That Chris doesn't live on the same plane as the rest of us. You know, he's got a destination vacations with a full resort with basketball courts and tennis courts and
no,
all that.
No, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I'm family for us, yeah, Rob, is like in the backyard or your
Rob's
aunt's house.
Been to North and South Poles. Rob G just bought a brand new car, an SUV.
It's a truck. So I got a truck. It was
a
truck.
Cry poor.
I'm about to get me a Maserati and park it in the bad areas and tell somebody to watch it for me.
Rob G, I didn't even know you got a new truck. He's hiding it. Didn't even tell me. I'm not on the air.
It was on the gram. You guys don't
it's
even look.
Nice too.
I like all of Rob's posts, and then I post something once a month. He's like, nah.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
And Rob is always on social media.
What?
Constantly. If you didn't see it, you must not follow Rob G.
I do, Rob G.
I feel like he muted me. I feel like he's
he probably blocked me. I'm new to some people.
Too many pictures of his baby. I don't want to see that.
No,
it's annoying.
That's not true. Not at all.
Rob G, what is the most overrated, both you guys, overrated part?
Well, I agree with Rob. It is the family. There's some parts of my family I'm like,
you better be
I'm
careful,
good.
Man. Your wife is
No,
listening.
I'm not even going to see him this
First
year,
of all,
so it's okay.
We found
it's
out she can't cook. Yeah. We found out she can't cook on the iCouple. Now you don't like being around her for too long?
I love my wife. Let's ask Alex.
You ain't
trying
to
get me in trouble.
You listening to Rob too much, man. Go ahead, Alex. Alex is going to say the turkey.
Gentlemen.
Alex is going to say
the turkey. The meat.
Because Alex can't eat the meat because
Thanksgiving must be horrible.
Guys, hold on. There's a lot here I need to unpackage. First off, it's not that I can't, Rob. I choose not to. Second off, you are heavily misguided because I'll let you guys into a little secret of things I will be making. Here we go. Smoked mac and cheese, stuffed sweet potatoes, tofurkey, garlic roasted herb dinner rolls.
You can't just run through tofurkey.
Apple spinach salad, skillet green bean casserole.
You can't
arugula
just say
salad.
Tofurkey.
What?
It ain't
hey,
tofurkey. It's
hey,
tofu.
Hey.
No,
wait
it's tofurkey.
It ain't
tofurkey.
Ain't no turkey or turkey in it.
It's Chris, tofurkey.
The last time I invited Alex over for Thanksgiving dinner, he brought bandages for the turkey. I mean, he came with bandages.
Rob, I have something for you. Everything's not funny.
I'll admit, Alex, that is a much more varied menu than I thought you'd have.
Oh, you'd be sleeping.
Keep it locked.